Jeffrey Hoppe and Linda Benio. Thank you both.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like Jay Leno walking out on stage. Oh, jeez. I love the music, and I love upbeat music. You know, we're supposed to have the silent prayer, but, you know, that just means we're not praying for anything. We don't need to. And like the song said, it's all right now. So, anyway, good way to get things going. If somebody walked in, they'd think we're having a revival meeting here.
They would be so mistaken.
Yes, so mistaken. Anyway, welcome to the Crimson Circle. It's March 1st, 2003.
By the way, if you think you're at a revival meeting, you might want to go now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is a revival of sorts, but a revival of divinity and a revival of everything that we are and everything that we can be. So, in a sense, it is.
Okay.
We just do New Age a little different.
Far be it for me to ever argue with you.
Yes, yes. Well, you can argue with me today, and you're going to be right today, but today only. It's Linda's birthday today.
Thank you.
So I got out of bed this morning at, you know, about 5:30, and just, you know, a little cranky as we can be sometimes, and all of a sudden, oh, I've got to be nice this morning. It's Linda's birthday, so I think I offered to make you breakfast in bed and all the rest. You were still asleep though,
oh,
so I don't think you heard when I came up there and said, "What would you like today, darling? Anything, anything. It's yours."
But I missed that part.
You were asleep, and because it was her birthday, I didn't want to wake her up. So,
what more could a woman ask for?
Yeah. Well, let's not go there. It is your birthday, and your wishes may come true. Anyway, welcome to the Crimson Circle. As David mentioned, it's snowing outside, which we love up here in the mountains. It's beautiful. Everything is coated with white, and for those of us who live in Colorado, live in the area, we love the snow.
We need
the snow. The moisture is great, so we're happy to have it. I know there's quite a few people here today that have come from a long way to join us. If we could just get a show of hands.
I already know who they are.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm birthday psychic.
All right. Birthday psychic. As you get older, you get more. Your feelings are coming out. Well, that's a list you have, Linda. As you get older, I wonder about your integrity.
I
believed you for a minute there.
I will share one birthday note with you. For all of you that don't already know this, I am an older woman. I am exactly 6 months older than Jeff.
This is the most fun 6 months of my life.
Of every.
Yes, I married an older woman.
It is the longest.
You know, there's
six months.
Of people out there going, "You're kidding. She looks 10 years younger."
It is the longest 6 months
well,
of
every because I've been supporting her, and that's I get the gray hair or no hair or whatever. And so, but anyway, yes, it is. It's a fun time to say
the
yes. Linda is
six
older.
Months of every year.
So, who do we have today?
A very special guest, because we want to talk to him about maybe doing a retreat.
I already did.
Near him. Did you want to talk to him? You beat me to it.
I met him at the back door.
You did?
Yes, go ahead.
Dale, welcome. Dale LaViolette from Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. Nice that you could be here.
Dale has a wonderful retreat cottages in Door County, Wisconsin, which is the, if you see Wisconsin, you know, on a map, yeah, and, you know, Wisconsin is shaped like a hand, actually, because Paul Bunyan fell down, you
That's
know.
Michigan. That's Michigan. Not going to win.
No. No. Wisconsin. This is Wisconsin. Door County is the thumb.
Door and County?
Door County, okay. Not Door County, no. They did not rename it Door County. Anyway, Dale's got a place like right at the crotch of my thumb. And, well, that's
Pardon
what they
me?
Call it.
Don't use that? Dirty words here.
Oh, if the Pope was listening. Anyway, but it's about right there, and we're going to do a retreat with you. I know you've been hinting for years, but after doing the retreat in the Bahamas 2 weeks ago, we have to rub it in. I'm sorry, on a day like this. We found out, working with a small group, we had about 12 people there. Working with a small group was wonderful. So, anyway, we'll do something with Dale. We'll talk to you later. Thank you for driving out here.
Okay, also on that list that Jeff doesn't have, Mr. McCurdy, who we met in Oregon, but actually now lives in Santa Fe. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. This really messes me up with Shambra moving all over because, you know, we met in Oregon. I'm like, when I saw you at the door, I'm like, I know you. What are you doing here? You're supposed to be in Oregon. Now she tells me you're in Santa Fe, and I get so confused by all this.
Okay.
How do you like Santa Fe compared to Oregon? Yeah.
Diane Ahrens from Montana. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And Jackie Saunders from Arizona. Did Jackie make
she
it?
She saw the snow and left. Back to Arizona. Jackie, not here yet. Okay.
And wasn't some Keith guy supposed to be here? What? No, did he not make it?
Keith guy, is first name, last name?
I don't know Keith's last name. I just remember Keith was coming from a long way away.
Yes.
Keith didn't make it? Sucks.
Okay,
I think, is there anybody else we missed?
No, but wait, there's more.
Oh.
And what is your name? Anne, nice to meet you. And where are you from, Anne?
Durban, South Africa.
And
how come you didn't get on the list?
Tell me that you came here from South Africa just for this. No, just go ahead and tell me. For Linda's birthday. Partly, yes.
Congratulations.
Yes, part of the reason. The other part. By the way, since my grandson, yeah. Thank you for being here. And you don't get a lot of snow in Durban, do you?
Never.
Wasn't this beautiful? Yes. We're going to go out and play with it during the channel. We did that in the Bahamas. We had a channel on the beach one day, so I thought we could do a channel in the snow today. No response
anybody?
From the audience. That did not go over very well.
Have we missed anyone? Well, welcome all.
Welcome.
And particularly the internet people, too. We never forget you're out there.
Yes. Welcome to everybody listening in on the internet. It's amazing. After one of our gatherings like this, easy for me to say, after a monthly gathering, I go home and look at the web stats to see how many people we had listening in and from where. And it's amazing some of the countries, places that like Saudi Arabia, Japan, India, Croatia, Russia, and it's all listening in here. So we want to welcome.
And,
well, we'll get to that later. Yes. Hello. We know you're out there. anyway, we welcome everybody who's listening in and for being with us today. I was handed this newspaper article right as I was walking up to the front to begin the talk, and I think it was handed to me. I don't know if it was a scare tactic or a warning or what, but it's like right before it just shattered my nerves. I think that's why I can't talk. And the article says, I do feel like Jay Leno here doing headlines. The article says, Vatican: New Age can't replace religion. Okay? And there's a picture. Well, there's a picture of some cardinals who really are high in my book these days.
That isn't cardinal law, is it?
No, it's not cardinal law. But
no,
this is the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue. Wow. We need to start one of those. But I'll just read a few things. I'll read a few things from here. It says, and this is from the Denver Post. I think it was the day... Bev, where are you? Week after the last shout. Okay. And it says, direct from Vatican City. I should have you read this, David. In Vatican City, the Vatican. Vatican City, the Vatican weighed in on Monday on feng shui, crystals, and the dawning of the age of Aquarius in a new document designed to address whether you can still be a good Christian while taking a yoga class.
Do they consider our Catholics?
People are sneaking out after Mass and going over to that yoga studio across the street. Mm-mm-mm, God is going to be mighty pissed. And it goes on to say, This document warns that New Agers' quest for spirituality and inner peace can't take the place of true Christian religion.
But that wouldn't be the Catholics anyways.
Well, that's a subject to debate, which we're not going to do here today. It is true. How is that?
We don't want it.
We don't want it, right? But it does make you think. And it says that the 90-page booklet, which includes a glossary defining such terms as, ready for this, channeling. Karma and reincarnation urges caution. Yes, we need to be cautious about karma all day long. I've always been, and I'm going to be really cautious about reincarnation. Next time, before I came in, I swear to God that I am not going to do it the tough way. I'm going to be very cautious about, I'm going to have very wealthy parents. I'm gonna be one hell. Well, I won't even go there. But
you already
macho,
are.
And, yeah. Woo, baby. I mean, I'm gonna do it upright. I won't go into the other details, but feel what I'm thinking. You know what I'm gonna ask for next time. So yes, and next time. Speaking of urging caution on channeling, yes, I'm gonna be very cautious about it. I might get into doing it and have to do all this. So anyway. Let's see. There was
no
a little
more
bit more.
For you.
That was a what? What? I don't think that was prune juice. I think that was Starbucks. Okay. Okay. The document, which was six years in the making, 6 years they had somebody studying us to try to figure us out, traces the history of the New Age phenomenon. This is a phenomenon, huh? And notes the importance of the 1969. Woodstock Festival in the musical Hair.
What are these people thinking?
Yes. The devil came down at the Woodstock Festival. Yeah, I wish they had just come and talked to us. We could have told them how it all started. We could have gone into the history. But anyway, oh, here it says, but if one, this is a quote from somebody, one of these cardinals, but if one is brought to this by ascribing divineness to the land, he's talking about the environmental movement, that's another thing. Music that relaxes you is good, but if this music empties prayer and prayer turns into just listening to music and falling asleep, it's no longer prayer. Okay, you start out praying, and then because you're listening to music, you go off into this wonderful place, and now you're not praying anymore, and your knees don't hurt. It's not prayer, and the devil's got you. So I don't know. But anyway, if anybody wants to see this article, Vatican says New Age can't replace religion. Okay, let's not make this a religion, and then we'll keep everybody happy. Good. Okay, let's move along to other things. Okay, last month we talked about, we had Shout 7. It was interesting. I have a lot of the quotes from last month on here and just want to review them in case you forgot, in case you were sleeping while you should have been praying. But anyway, it was a phenomenal channel. It was called titled The Illusion of Power. And to bring up some Tobias quotes here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Schomburg University already exists. It does not exist here on this planet. It exists in another place and in another dimension. You have all built it already. It exists on our side of the veil.
This was kind of a theme last month for Tobias. He talked about how on the other dimensional planes we already are doing things. And I'll have a few more slides on that. But it's like he was saying, like at night or other parts of our consciousness are doing all this work on the other planes, and then we bring it down to here. We bring in the potentials that we choose to Earth and then live them out or act them out.
It has been under construction for the past 12 or so years. You've been setting up the energies for it. You've been putting all of the frameworks in place and then filling the inside with the appropriate energies. Each time you went through one of your difficult and challenging experiences of moving into ascension status, you filled the Schomburg University with that energy.
so much of the work that we've been doing, the difficult work over these past years, Tobias is saying, is building Schaumburg University on the other side of the veil. All of the challenges and the trials and tribulations and the learning and the wisdom is not just going out into the ethers for nothing. It's, according to Tobias, in a sense, it's being collected on the other side. We already have a university there of types. I don't think it's called Schaumburg University, but we have a place on the other side where all of this information, all of this learning is being assimilated. He went on to say,
should you choose to bring the energies of Schaumburg University here to Earth, it will be easy. It already exists. You will find that it flows. You will find that there are those who step forward to supply the abundance of talent and money and love and compassion and knowledge and wisdom. They will step forward. But they were waiting for you. They were waiting for you. Yes, Kaurudra, for you. Schaumburg, to hold, to be bold and daring. A lot of ants,
yeah. Spoken word doesn't always translate well into the written. But anyway, Tobias is saying, should we choose to do this, if we're going to be bold and daring, that it will flow. It will just come about. You remember last month, I talked quite a bit about Schaumburg University. I'll talk a little bit more about it today. There's the painting over here above the fireplace to kind of help set the energy. And, gosh, it looks like snow on the mountains like today. But anyway, Tobias is saying that it will be there. We've already, in a sense, built it on the other side. Now, if we want to put it into this reality, into this dimension, that it will just flow. And I'm counting on him. He went on to talk a little bit about, to help us understand kind of how this all happens, how we do work on the other side, and then act it out here. He went on to use the example of King Arthur and Camelot. And he said,
the legend of Camelot and King Arthur did not so much happen here on Earth, but it happened in other dimensions. It happened in the energy surrounding this place you know as Arcturus. It was lived out there, not in human physical form, but the energies behind it were acted out there. There was a King Arthur and a Guinevere and a Merlin and all of the other characters.
This was really interesting because so many times, you know, we have our folklore and our myths, and we wonder, you know, did it really happen, or was there part of it that happened? You know, was it the creation of a writer, or, you know, exactly what was it? And Tobias explains here that there are all these things, like he's saying that the King Arthur and Camelot really did happen in the dimensionality around a place called Arcturus, and that we kind of went through this whole play, this whole scenario there, and then brought parts of that to Earth. So he's saying that parts of it truly did happen in England at about, I guess it was about 500 A.D., but so much of it happened on the other side. So we have those remembrances and those recalls, and then when we read the story, it strikes so close to home, and we can relate to the characters like Arthur and Guinevere and who's the other guy with Arthur?
Merlin.
Lancelot. And Merlin and all the rest.
You got Lancelot.
But they become archetypical.
They all know it.
Excuse me.
Lancelot
and excuse me. I was talking, even though it's your birthday. But anyway, this is supposed to be serious. So, anyway, we act this out. Let's go on to the next slide, and Linda will read now.
You were the actors in that play. When you weren't acting, you were helping behind the scenes. At other times, you would sit out in the audience, and you watched the legend of King Arthur and the story of Camelot unfold. Go ahead, Leslie.
So we all took on different roles, Guinevere, and... We all took on different roles. Sometimes we were acting out in this other dimensional state. Sometimes we were helping behind the scenes. Sometimes we were in the audience watching it. But it was kind of interesting the way he explained it. He went on to say,
yes, there are many King Arthurs and many Guinevere's, many Merlins, all of these characters. Sometimes you say, oh, Tobias, I think I was King Arthur in a past lifetime. But how could that be? I met someone yesterday who thought the same thing. And the day before that.
So many times, everybody here, you hear somebody saying, you know, I was Mary Magdalene in a past lifetime, and then the next day I was Mary Magdalene. Somebody else, I was Mary Magdalene. How could we all be Mary Magdalene? Those are archetypical energies that we relate to and that we probably played a role in these other dimensional states. We probably were that for a while. So that's why according to Tobias, we relate to so many of the characters in so many of the stories because we acted that out. He went on to say,
we told you a long time ago that all of your experiences on Earth are, in a sense, reenactments of experiences you had before you ever came into human form. You are reenacting experiences that you had in a far-off place in the universe. You are coming to Earth and acting it out in a very slowed-down energy, an energy where you have the opportunity to make conscious choices about what to do next.
This is really one of the core thoughts or core statements within the Tobias materials. He says that before we ever came to Earth, before we were ever in physical body, we did all of this stuff out in the universe and out on the interdimensional planes. But it everything moves so fast, and it was hard to actually assimilate what we were going through. So at one point, everything in the universe came to a standstill. Tobias still says that within our lifetimes, the scientists, the astronomers will look out into space and say, gee, at one time, the universe just came to a standstill. But that's when we came to Earth, and we're reliving so many of the experiences. It's not a karmic thing. It's not a punishment. We're just reliving some of the experiences we had before in a different way, but the vibration we're living out so that we can come to deeper understandings. Everything here is very slowed down, so we have time to make conscious choices. And he went on to say about that.
You might have had an experience long before you ever came to Earth, an experience out in the universe of some type of grand battle with another being where you were trying to consume each other's energy. Now you come to Earth and you want to have greater understanding about what happened. You want to be able to re-experience it, but in a new way, a way where you can have feeling about it.
Which is similar to what I just said, so he went on to say.
You may run into that entity in this lifetime. Now you are both in human form. You have kind of an agreement from the past to come back together. It's not karma. It's a choice. It's a choice of re-experiencing something that happened a long time ago.
So we might have had a problem or a situation or a very intense experience with another entity, another angel, before we ever came to Earth. So it's natural that we're going to choose to come back together with them, and there's going to be very close feelings, and there's going to be very aggravated feelings with that person because of our previous experience. And he went on to say,
"Now I can go here." Yeah. So you marry that person, and then you experience with them what love is and what love shared is all about.
So he said, you know, we find ways to come back together for learning. And jokingly, he said, so what are you going to do with your biggest enemy on the other side? You're going to marry him. And now you have the choice to go through and experience what a real relationship is, experience what love is, or perhaps battle or anything else. But I thought it was kind of funny when he said that.
Yeah, he did.
I understand from people telling me later that you were kind of looking over at me during
the
panel.
I left my butt off.
Oh, okay. Anyway, then we went into Shoud 7. This is the part, of course, Shoud is when Tobias steps back, we pull all of our energies together, and I channel the energy of all Chambra. And according to Tobias, it's the ones in the room here. It's everybody who's on the Internet listening, everybody who will read it or listen in the future, and anybody who will be touched by the work. So in Child 7, we said,
now comes the new energy and the opening of our awareness. Now comes the realization that there is no power. There never was. It was an illusion.
That's some pretty heavy stuff. I'm still thinking about it. I'm still feeling it and trying to understand the true implications. But that was very, very profound, and it hasn't all sunk in yet. But in the Shoud last month, we said, power is an illusion. We went on to say,
there is energy, and we can make that energy into anything we want. But this whole concept of power does not exist. It was an illusion. We have been struggling for power in our lives, our own lives, but yet it's an illusion. There is no more struggle.
Can you imagine ever since we left home that we've been trying to accumulate power? We've been trying to be powerful beings. We've had power when we were working with the light or working with the dark. We've tried to accumulate power in our lifetimes, power to hold our own balance, but also power sometimes to take things away from other people. And in the shroud, we said, this wasn't Tobias, but we said, it was all an illusion. It was a game that we played. There was energy that's, in a sense, in a neutral state until we activate it into something else. But power was just an illusion. Imagine if you dropped the whole concept of seeking power in your life. Just and just let the idea of power go. It's like, well, hold it. A lot of the problems, almost every problem goes away also. There's no need to struggle for power. We went on to say,
there simply is energy. It's not measured by how much of it we can contain or control. That's what we thought power was. There is energy. It is ours to work with, not to be used against another, not to be accumulated and stored like we did in the past, not to be used to try to show others that we are grander.
So it's just a matter of utilization of energy, not trying to collect power, not trying to store it or build up a bank reserve of power. There's just energy to work with in the moment. All the energy that we need will be there in the moment. Then right after the shout, and I included this Q&A question, I found it very interesting. One of the questions from the audience was,
Tobias, I have a question regarding the Space Shuttle Columbia incident this morning. It's my belief that those seven souls volunteered to exit this plane today. And I wanted to know how they are doing thus far, and also maybe speak to the larger picture of why they made that decision today.
So as you remember, last time we gathered was the day of the Columbia tragedy, and it was a very appropriate question. And Tobias went beyond the question in answering and said,
There have been many, many what you call space missions in your time. There's a great curiosity about what happens outside the realms of your Earth. The scientists and government learned quite a while ago that things are quite different once you leave the energetic blanket of Earth. What they learned is that there are tremendous energies that can be tapped into.
And he went on to say,
there are great energies that can be tapped into. It's very difficult to tap into these when you are on Earth. So they have been conducting experiments for quite some time. They are making connections. Sometimes they think it is with alien beings. They are still not quite sure. But they are feeling and being able to actually sense vibrations. They are feeling surges of energies. They are trying to understand what these universal energies are and, more than anything, how to bring them back to Earth.
So Tobias is saying that a lot of these space missions have been centered around what they've been sensing or feeling. It's like a new energy, basically. And they've been working with it, experimenting with it. And he didn't say this in any sort of dramatic or conspiratorial manner. He just said this is what they're doing up there. And they've been sensing things. They didn't know at first if the vibrations or frequencies they were picking up on could be like communications from other life forms. Along the way, they began to feel it was more just like energy waves that are not something that we find here on Earth. And they began working with these and began to understand this is a new form of energy. He went on to say,
dear friends, there is all of this work to go into space. Do you think they're going there just to learn how to grow bigger corn or to see if rats live a few days longer? No. They've discovered, in a sense, new energy, and they are using it in their experiments right now.
That's kind of a key word there when he said they have discovered or they're working with new energy. And he said this is a very recent thing in the more recent years that they've come to find this out, which ties into what Tobias has talked about, saying that it's only very recently that we've been creating new energy. If you remember the simple principle that Tobias talks about, when we left home, left the kingdom, there was a finite but large amount of energy that came with us. Now we are expanding past that and literally for the first time creating new energy in the universe. And the scientists and the ones who are up in space have begun detecting this as well.
They understand that we know. They even listen in on our talks here. They're trying to understand what we already know to help them to understand better what they should know. So we would like to greet them today. Thank you for listening in.
Basically, Tobias is saying that what government, military, whatever it is, listens in. And again, not he wasn't getting all like, you know, you've got to be careful they're listening in. He's, matter of fact, inviting him, saying, listen in. You might learn something. Submit your questions. You know, you never know what kind of answer you'll get. But he was saying that that they listen in because they're trying to understand more also, you know, and through the information that comes out through a lot of different sources that go beyond the norm, that they can start putting more of the pieces together. It was interesting, so I went home and looked on the internet. On our Crimson Circle website, we have an administrative area that normally people can't access, but it just shows us how many hits that day, where people are coming from, what page they go to first, all sorts of stuff like that, what countries they come from. So I went home and looked this up, and lo and behold, it showed that there were 70 hits during the channel, during the time of the channel, from the U.S. military.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, and so I thought, okay, Tobias, you demand, you go. Then I looked down into the thing where the website statistics detect what country people are coming from, and it does it by the code. Like if you're from Australia, it's AU, you know, .au, things like that. So I was just perusing down through there, and I saw one that particularly caught my attention. www.cia.gov. So, draw your own conclusion. It could be somebody sitting up at CIA headquarters at Schaumburg just listening in. I don't know. But I thought it was sure interesting that we had 70 hits from the military and then 18 hits from the CIA during the time. So, welcome, guys. Thanks for joining us. Come on by sometime. You wouldn't believe the chocolate that we have here. You guys need some of this. Anyway, thanks for listening. Moving on, let's talk about some upcoming Tobias workshops. Oh, I want to talk about one we just had.
Go ahead.
I'm bringing this up for a reason. For those listening online, we're showing the slide of the Enchanted Retreat from Eleuthera, the Bahamas, about 2 weeks ago. What we learned, it was just awesome. I didn't know if I really wanted to do a retreat with a very small group of people over an 8-day period of time. We were all together sharing living quarters, meals, everything.
And bathrooms.
Bathrooms, you know, the whole thing. So I didn't know how this would all turn out. And Tobias wouldn't tell me a thing prior to going down there about what we were going to talk about. And I kept on saying, Tobias, I have 8 days worth of classes I have to do. So you need to tell me, you know, what are we going to do? Nope. No. Got on the airplane, thought, you know, he would tell me. I was ready to start writing it down. Nothing.
Aww.
Until we actually, well, it was a good experience. It was awesome. But anyway, this is the group here on the, let's see if that's
on the sand, the pink sand, yes. Of Eleuthera.
There we go, a little better focus. But that's part of the group there waving. We had just done a channel on the beach, which was awesome, very awesome. Anyway, we held classes every day, had channels, played a lot together. It was interesting that
integration time on the beach.
We had some lovely ladies from Mexico, 5 of them came from Mexico, one girl from Japan, a couple ladies from Canada, one from Iceland, Jan from Norway, and just one guy from the United States, but he was a Swiss citizen. So it was very international. But anyway, what we learned is these type of very intense retreats with a small group of people over a short period of time are just awesome. Very, very cool. So we're planning to do some more. Moving on, where are we going to be next weekend?
San Francisco.
Yeah. You're supposed to keep talking. I was drinking water. Okay, next weekend we're going to be in San Francisco. For anybody out in the area who's listening, it'll be Saturday and Sunday. in March 8th through 9th, and you can look on the website for all the details about it. After that, going to
Columbia, Maryland, which is the Washington, D.C. area.
Yes. Going to do a one-day workshop there. It's sponsored by Beverly Hall, who's been a wonderful Chambra supporter for a long time. So we're looking forward to... Oh, that's right. That I wrote that before the channel. I think we changed that now. It says Divine Tools or something like that. No Power Tools. There you go. You know, I picked this up from last month's slides, and it's like, oh, yeah, busted for sure. Okay.
Oh, again. Ooh.
Well, I just copied these over from last night. I got lazy. didn't even look. It's like, after that, it's the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Linda and I lived there for 15 years, so it'll be nice to go back. Have a wonderful group there, and the event is sponsored by Ann Cano. That's a weekend event, March 22nd and 23rd. After that.
Indianapolis, Raceway, Speedway.
Yes, Indianapolis, yes, yes, where Donna's from. Donna, you're going to go back there with us, aren't you? Yes, yes.
Sunday,
it's going to be a two-day workshop in Indianapolis, sponsored by Chris Reddy.
Ready.
So if you want any more info, and I forgot, New York City, the WESAC Festival. WESAC is Buddha's birthday. We're going to be there doing a workshop with the sponsors from Eleuthera. I actually live in New York, so Tom and Zara Bosia. So we're going to do that, and it's involved with the United Nations SEAT group. We're not going to be at the UN, but the Society for Enlightenment and Transformation. You're lucky it's your birthday today. A lot of them will be involved in the workshop. It's a wonderful group, and they're doing whatever they can to raise consciousness on Earth.
And in between there, we're still working on prompt because Tobias invited himself.
Yes.
And we're looking for the details of that, but it looks like it'll be the last weekend in April. And they're putting you up. If you're interested at all in Pahrump, Nevada, which is outside of Las Vegas, do watch the website for it because the two women there that have taken Tobias' assignment very seriously are putting together a fairly interesting tour, and they're talking about doing the channel out near an Anasazi ruin. So it sounds
right. We're going to get a bus. We're going to go out to the ruins.
Yeah, it could be pretty special. So yeah. You might want to watch the website for that.
Yep.
We'll hope to have information on that next week.
That's in Reno, but we'll take a little side trip based on your advice. Yes.
Yeah.
Once you get out in the desert there, it's hard to remember. But, well, speaking of that, we're this fall, and I don't have it on the slides here, but we are doing the Ascension Weekend in Reno, and we'll go to Lake Tahoe, and we may go to Pyramid Lake. That's such a difference between the two of them. But awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't tell where the sky ends and the water begins.
I know. It's wonderful.
That's what Wisconsin looks like in this winter.
In the winter, right.
All kinda, winter.
Kind of what it looks like today out there. But anyway, and then, of course, the annual Midsummer New Energy Conference. What happens? I got to tell you, what happens before a channel, I can feel Tobias start coming in, and he chats with me for several days.
Is there a cure for that?
Beforehand. And, yes, there is. It's called Prozac. it's what the church says here. Yes, and channeling. Got to watch out for that. Have caution. But Tobias comes in, and then as everybody gathers here and the people from the Internet join in, and I start to feel all this energy. And it's wonderful as long as I don't have to talk. But it's like I can feel Tobias. He's ready to go. We got a special guest today that he introduced, told me about before when I was talking. I think that's when I stumbled on something. And I think now that I think about it, the stumbling has something to do with our special guest today.
Oh.
So, yeah. So anyway, so that's why.
I'll say some Breckenridge things.
Okay, Breckenridge.
I'm really jazzed up about Breckenridge, and I say that because this was a little slow coming together in the way that, what is the new energy? What, we always have this pressure to, what is appropriate. And I am so excited because it just all of a sudden, since we announced the dates and actually put it up, we've literally had people coming out of the woodwork. We have a psychiatrist. Yeah, kind of. Anyways, we had a, I'm talking so you don't have to. Anyways, we had, a, for instance, we had a psychiatrist. He's a researcher from
University
of Texas in Houston called and said, I would love to come and talk, and I want to talk about, you know.
So I need to talk to all these people.
But he's doing, he's a researcher, and he's working specifically with connecting spirituality with mental processes and that. And so these people are just coming forward to us saying, well, I really think I have something to share with your new energy group. So it's just phenomenal to see these new people step up and say, we've heard about you and we want to come and, you know, could we talk? So it's quite exciting. The lineup is starting to get really strong and wonderful, and I think really a lot about the new energy and living in the new energy and staying balanced in the new energy, which is the biggest trick of all.
So any of these workshops, oh, I just keep forgetting. Oh, I'm not watching. We're doing a channeling workshop with Norma Delaney and Garrett Anofsky in the Netherlands, in Rotterdam, in late August. So for anybody listening from Europe right now, rush to the website and sign up now. Anyway, we're looking forward to that.
And Nell and Rob Bear are our sponsors in the Netherlands. We're excited to get to work with them again because they put together a really nice, warm event.
You don't know what I have to deal with sometimes, you know, standing up here talking, going through all the slides, trying to stay focused in the now, but yet feeling all of them come in. And you know, then something pops in and it's like, oh, my gosh, here's the guest. I can't say. Not until the channel starts. I can't. No hints either.
Virginia.
But sometimes it's like, it's like two or three things talking to me. Linda, Tobias, you know, all this other stuff.
And my favorite is Jesus. Will he come today?
I don't think. I think Yeshua was busy with some other problems today. So anyway, you can sign up for any of the workshops or conferences online at crimsoncircle.com or call Donna Winstead. Hi, Donna. And you can call Donna. I'm going to announce to the whole world what your home phone number is. No, office phone number. Kidding. 303-642-0865. And Donna, don't be surprised if you get a call from the CIA. And when did you start working with this group? Yes. Were you a normal person before? So anyway, moving right along to Crimson Circle News.
Oh, another animation.
I know. It's
very
cool.
You tickled with yourself?
I feel so sorry for the people who are listening online. You can see the slides, but you can't see all the really cool animation. Just as a quick reminder, Crimson Circle meetings here in Coal Creek are the first Saturday of every month, 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock Mountain Time. So the next meeting is April 5th, and then May 3rd, and then June 7th. Also, if you're listening in online, please email us pictures of your group. I know a lot of you sit around together with your Schomburg groups and listen in. Send us a picture. We'll put it up on the screen for everybody to see. It's just nice. It gives us an idea of what the groups are like around the world. So you can email your picture. I'll give you the address in a moment. You can also email your questions to Tobias. What we're going to do from now on is take about 5 live questions from the audience, and then we're going to take about 5 questions that were emailed in from listeners. Linda, you'll read those, right? The questions coming in from listeners. It's not easy. It's not easy. Breathe. Stay grounded. You can email your pictures or your questions to ShambraAngel@AOL.com. Is that the correct address?
Yes.
Good. ShambraAngel@AOL.com. Email your digital pictures or your questions. If you are attending here live in person, please do not email your question also. Ask it in person.
Oh, are there cheaters?
There are. I won't point them out, but yes, there are, Donna. Okay. I couldn't help it. We are putting together, of all things, a Schomburg chocolate cookbook. Christine LaRue, Christine, hello, is collecting recipes. Yes. And right now we have about 85 recipes, I believe, for, yeah.
Mm. Is our house the test kitchen?
March 31st, to get your chocolate recipe to Christine. We'll have the recipe book published by the Midsummer Light Conference.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be quality, but if you want to know how to eat chocolate, get a book. If you want to contribute your recipe, send us the recipe. And your email address is shambra1@aol.com. That is a good email address. That is. Somebody was telling me today, or you told me today, that as he was driving up here to the meeting, he saw a big gold, like a Suburban or, something, and you were listening to the Tobias Channel, driving up here, and looked over, a big, brand-new gold Suburban, expedition type thing, probably wasn't any salt or snow on it, and license plate were Tobias. And it's like, oh my gosh, coincidence, or are you creating this reality? And as I mentioned to you, if Tobias was driving around, it would be in a big gold expedition. I could just see that old Jew driving around that big car down, get out of my way! I'm going to a meeting. You probably did see him. It was probably an interdimensional thing, but he was probably racing to get up here. Did he have a passenger with him in the car? I guess our guest is taking his own vehicle today. I can't tell you.
Come on.
No, I can't tell you. You'll be surprised. Let's talk for a minute about Chambra University. I mentioned it last month, introduced the concept for it. Of course, Tobias talked about it later and said that we've already created it in the other realms. Now the question is, do we want to bring it to Earth? So the answer is, yes, we do. I would love to create it with all of you as a way of bringing together everything that we've learned on our journey to help others on their journey. Tobias has said over and over again, we are the teachers. He said, we're the first ones going through the ascension process. While that sounds pretty big, he said, it's actually really tough. Many others will need to have the wisdom and the experience and the teaching that we have to offer. He said, if a small group starts the awakening, then it gets bigger and bigger. And there could be millions and millions and millions of people that will need the advice from us, the guidance and the counseling from us. It's a tough journey, as all of you know. So my vision is that we'd have this place, and not just one, places all over the world. We were with a couple last weekend that flew in to visit with us. They want to create Chambra University in Hawaii. Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. not a bad idea. And other places in the world, basically as a church, not as a retreat where we go and sequester ourselves, but a way of studying and learning and sharing with others. Some of the things that we would be doing was developing new healing modalities, helping people to get off Prozac and some of the psychotropic drugs that Tobias has talked about, creating new ways of healing where it's very fast and very effective. Children's programs, encouraging them to be creative, allowing those creative juices to come forward. In schools right now, they're just not getting enough of that, but to have some very substantial children's programs, and not indigos, not clears, not reds or anything else, just kids, to help them. I sometimes we get a little focused on, well, they're indigo. It's like, no, they're human angels as children. Let's have them grow up to let their divinity come out at a very early age so they don't have to go through some of the challenges that we did. I envision this as being an incubator for new ideas and inventions, some things that could be very practical to help in our everyday life, new ideas surrounding how to run businesses, how to run schools. But an incubator, meaning that we would encourage these ideas. And I know everyone here, everyone listening has had ideas. And then you say, well, I don't know how to get started with it. I don't know where to go. It hits you while driving down the road. You're inspired, or while laying in bed at night, and you say, oh, my gosh, I got to do this. And then the next day you're like, well, the reality hits. It's like, where would I get the money? Who would support it? What would I do? But through this Chambra University, through the incubator, We would encourage those ideas. We would take real, actual business practices, which so many of us here know how to do, and whether it's developing the money, you know, getting the funds put together, getting the patents done, getting it to market, we have the talent to do that. And it's really quite simple. It's a lot of work, but it's quite simple. Also, we would continue to explore the spiritual psychology. There is so much that ties together between spirituality and psychology, and really what we're doing is spiritual psychology. It's melding the two together, and to continue to explore it and document it and have it available, not as religion and not as Tobias said. As a matter of fact, Tobias said, you know, the Tobias material should not be forefront in this. You know, it should be us coming forward. Maybe in the back room we'll have a little, you know, some Tobias books or something, but it should be us. You know, this isn't about creating a new religion. It's about sharing what we learn, what we have learned. New energy tools, we do things like encourage people with books. We would provide the publishing for it, help people develop new workshops and new schools. Last weekend, Linda and I did a workshop here, the divine tools for the new energy. Not power tools, divine tools. And some people came up to us afterwards and said, this is so appropriate, but you and Linda can't do all this yourselves. You cannot see enough people and get, you know, enough workshops that it's going to have a big enough impact. And I just hugged the guy and said, you're absolutely right. It's for all of us. It's for the people here listening online to learn this to then go out and do the workshops yourself. So, anyway, we could also have our schools and monthly meetings at the Schomburg University. We would develop art and music, abundance programs, such a big issue with light workers. How can we get them to step over those old vows of poverty and get through the poverty consciousness and allow something good into their lives, allow them to become totally abundant? We would have programs on relationships, kind of ties hand in hand with abundance. Counseling for the people who are going through difficult times. And it goes on and on. I listed a whole bunch of things. Quantum physics, death and dying programs. That's one of Tobias's big ones. He keeps saying, you know, work with them there on your side before they transition. He said if they get to our side and they have these very fearful beliefs, it's very, very difficult to work with them. A lot of them with a very strong old energy belief are waiting for the Messiah to come and save them. So he said they're laying almost in rows, millions of souls waiting for Jesus. And even if Jesus showed up and said, hey, I'm Jesus, you know, you're free to go, they wouldn't believe him. They are so locked into their old belief systems. And it's really the old judgments about themselves. So there are many, many, many things we can do through the university, and I'm going to continue documenting this, putting it together, but I just want to go to the next step today and explain a little bit more. It's not a place where we go and sequester ourselves. It's a place of bringing together our knowledge and our wisdom and then putting it back out into the world for those who show up to hear it. So talk more about it next month. But I wanted to mention that, as I talked about last month, the first phase is to acquire the property. Is to acquire the land. Let's get the land. Let's get it planted. Let's get everything put together. Oddly enough, there's a plot of land not too far from here, 240 acres, beautiful, beautiful mountain land. It has trees all around the perimeters, three small lakes, beautiful meadows. It's about an hour from Denver, so people can fly in and, you know, they don't have to drive 5 hours up into the mountains. I mean, it's relatively local, but yet you feel like you're in the mountains. It's awesome. It is only $2 million. Yay. Not a big deal. 20% down. So, that would secure the land. So, Shambra, you know, yes, Donna. No. We decided against co-locating next to the church. No, it's but it's not too far from here, and it's beautiful. And our thinking is that we'll pull together all the resources, and then the first thing we do is put together a building where we could have our monthly meetings. So anyway, want to keep developing that vision, keep bringing it further and further. So you ask, how can I help? You can be a Crimson Circle angel. What we're trying to do is get 1,000 Chambra worldwide to contribute $12 a month or more to this program. That would get the funding kicked off where we know there's a regular cash flow where we can do the down payment, we can do the continuing monthly payments on the land, and then just keep building it from there. But it's also going to take some larger donors to step forward, and it's going to take all of our collective energy to bring it together. But as somebody put it to me last week, they said, you know, I spend more in Starbucks each day than what you're asking for each month. And man, they must drink a lot of coffee. It must be wired. But anyway, if you're interested in participating, you can sign up online. And the donations button, you can do it all via credit card, or you can just send in a check. Or the address is on the website. So that's the vision. I want to continue developing it. I'm going to continue developing it. And I want to do it with all of you. So with that, it is about bio break time, I think. We're going to take a 15-minute break. I've got about 8 minutes after 2. Let's come back at about 25 after for the Tobias Channel and our special guest on this day.
Who is it?
I'm not going to tell you. And if you go in the back with me, I'm not going to tell you. For everybody listening in online, we'll see you in about 17 minutes.